We are learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah. Zimein Shechayrim Umatz Levenim. Let's say you have this little coop here, and each structure has a bunch of different little rooms. And in one of the rooms, you had two Geshmaka black birds, and you prepare them. Next day you come, and you look into your coop, you see they changed colors, they turned white. Umatz Levenim, they turned white. Or Levenim, Umatz Shechayrim. Or third case, shnayim matzah shloisha. You pair two, and all of a sudden you see a three. Allah is da surim, da asur. They're all muksa because now it looks like you didn't. It's not what you prepared. The Gemara will explain each case. Asurim, but shloisha matzah shnayim. You paired three in this coop, and you found two of them mutarim. They're mutar because you say one flew away. Let's say b'seichekan. You paired two inside the coop, and matzah fneikan. They were found on the porch in front of the kan. Asurim the asur, because it's scared it came from somewhere else. Again, the Gemara will explain this. And the last thing is Ein Sham Elohim, if the coop only has these two, and these are the two you find, instead of finding them inside, if you found them on the front step, Harel Mutarim, they're Mutar. So let's go now. The Gemara is going to handle every line of the Mishnah. The first case of Mishnah was that you appear black ones, you found white ones, or you appear white ones, you found black ones. So the Gemara says Aser. And the Gemara's kasha is, that's Pashat. Obviously, I prepared white ones, not black ones. It's not the ones I prepared. What's the Shaila? Pshita is the Gemara's Pashat. Amar Rabbah, my Eskinon, because Yizimen Shcherim Vilavonim. You prepared both. For the night Suda, you prepared the black ones in Coop A. And for the day Suda, you prepared white ones in Coop B. Coop number B, number two. That was the story. V'hishkim, and he woke up next morning, so he must not have a night suit, he must have been in two sudas, he had two sudas by day. V'hishkim matzah shcherim makam levanim, v'lamam shcherim. It looks like they switched places. So ba'al tema, that these are both the birds I prepared, hanu inu ninu, v'safach v'safach, these are my birds, and they switched. Kamash v'la, no, v'choshish hanach ozdul alma v'hanach v'inu, you're worried that those flew away, and these are different birds. That's what we're worried about. Breaking Marakasha, or Mara says, comes out, Lema Siele, Larav Chanina. It sounds like it's a riot to Rachanina, don't Rachanina. Roiv Vikarov, Halach Acha Roiv. The Halach is shot like this. You have something that's near here, or Roiv. What do you go, Basa? So here, on one hand, it's a bigger chance they switch because that they both live here. On the other chance, if you use Roiv of the birds in the world, it's not birds that have appeared. And it seems like you go, Basa Roiv, not Basa Karov. So it's a riot to Karina. And the one is not a riot. Because on my bayah, like Gambai is going to answer later, oh, I'm Bedaf. Hachanai Bedaf. This coop had a porch in front of the Khan. And on this porch, all the birds could come and hang out there also. So therefore, when other birds are here, then it's possible to have here a Karev and a Raif. You have a Karev and a Raif. And when the birds go out of the Khan, these birds from the porch will go in. So we're worried that the birds hanging out here are from Ma'alma, or not prepared birds, Muksadiga birds, and there's the ones they went in. Tell me it's not a karav, it is a karav, because they hang out right, mamash right by the door. So here have both violets, it's karav and roiv, and therefore the halacha is it's awesome. The next case in Mishnah was, Shnayim, you appeared two, much less you find a third one, it's awesome. So Shaz, why is it awesome? You might see the two birds they have are there. So I'll tell you why it's awesome. Marav Shach. If the all three are other ones, the other ones. V'loy, achrinu, ma'isa, yike chad ma'arvu. Is this the one that's muksa? And we know which one's which. Therefore, it's all muksa. Oh, good kasha. Break the kasha. I have batal v'roiv. I have batal v'roiv. One, two against one. It's batal v'roiv. Two am I. So Taisa says two terutzim. Either balichayim achashiv, or he says dovash yesh lo matirim. It's a davar shesh l'matirim, like we learned before, and therefore it's not batul. That tells the second teretz, and that's why here it's also. It's one third one here. It's also. The next case in the Mishnah: shloisha matzah shnayim mutarim. If there was three, now you found only two. It's mutar. It says so. My time. What's the reason? Simple. Hanin inu. These are mine. V'chad minayu ozel alma, and one of them flew away. What's the problem? One of them flew away. Oh, Nebuk have a smaller suda, but all two are good. But the Gemara says it's not so partial. Lemisim Rebbe he Rabbanon. Maybe our Mishnah is Rebbe and not the Rabbanon. The Tanya learned in the Brisa regarding Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, a lot of times, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits and everything you want to bring, it's hard to bring up the Shlaim. What you do is you do a pidyon. You point it onto money. So he had Maisa Sheni money in his drawer. Heniach Mana. L'motzim asayim. He left here in a special ma'aseh sheni drew a mana, and he comes back and he sees there's 200 there. So the Tanakam, which is Rebbe, says, chulin ma'aseh sheni rov mezeh. You assume one is the stolen ma'aseh sheni, the other one is the chulin, and it's mixed together. Divrei Rebbe, and you have a problem. What do you do? Rashi says, what you do is, you take the better mana, those that every coin had a certain value, it was nicer or better. So you took the better mana, and you say, if this is the ma'aseh sheni, good. And if not, let that thing be nifta on this. Tosfos is asking that you can't be paid the money on money. We're not getting into that now. But that's what you do. Divrei Rebbe, Necham Emrim, Hakol Chulin, it's all Chulin. Why is it called Chulin? Chum say that you don't just, if you had here a mana, you don't just add on another 100 into that drawer. You're not going to mix it up. What happened was, you took away the ma'aseh sheni and put a 200 in. That's what you did. So he holds everything's chulin. I ain't going to ask me, it's a fart of Safik, how you make a by a Safik? So they break the Rajba. So Rajba says that we're talking about ma'aseh sheni derabbanan. Next case, in this Braisa regarding ma'aseh sheni, niach masayim, if you had left 200 and matzah money, only found 100, Mana munach, mana mutl. One is ma'aseh sheni, the other one is gone. Divrei Rebbe, chomer ma kol chulin, everything's chulin. So what's the kasha? From the second case, we find where you had 200 in the drawer, you only find 100. What does the Rabbanan say? It's all chulin. See here also, if you had three birds, only find two. We say it's all ma'alma. It's all biyasa. So lema that our mishnah is Rebbe, not the Rabbanan. So the Gemara, no, filtem Rabbanan. Even for Rabbanan, chickens are worst. Money doesn't jump away. And if Rabbanan say, if you found here, if you put 200, you found 100, it must be a different thing because you just don't leave it. You take the whole thing at a time. But chickens do jump around. Filter Rabbanan hoit malar v'echna revelez adam v'tavayu v'echna revelez it together. Shani goyz los hel v'shul l'dadays. Goyz lois have a minig to jump around and they're going to go away. V'lomali l'shnuye Allah. So now I'm going to have a cash on this. By the way, anyone wants to go down, it's fine, but I'm going to continue to finish the daf. So it says here, Hoyel Vasuyin Ladadis. Fredim Rakasha, Velomili Lishnuya Allah. Why do you have to answer Shani Geizos Hoyel Vasuyin Ladadis? I'll tell you a different terms. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon himself said something. Ve'itma Allah Dehi, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon, we learned on this that the Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon said, but we learned on this Braisa, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon said, Chad Omar Vishnei Kisim Achloikis. One man was like this. This machloikis, when you have here, you put down a messiah and you found the mana, it's talking about that they were in two separate wallets. Mana on each wallet. I have a kiss echad, divra kachulun. Everyone agrees it's chulun. Because if it was a one kiss, if it's one wallet, you left one wallet of 200, we left one wallet of 200, so then, now it's 100, how did that happen? You would remove the whole wallet. You would remove the whole wallet, and then put. You're not going to take out something from a wallet. So the machlekes is only by one of them is only have two kisim in the machlekes. There's a shadow. Do I take both kisim away, or it's possible I would leave one there? I'll be kiss echad. Divrei Hakol Chulin. Everyone agrees it's chulin because if it started with 200, now it's 100. It's a different thing. Bechad Omar be kiss echad machlekes. The Omar says no. The machlekes is by one kiss. Everyone agrees by two kissim, manach muna manamuto, because the passport took off one kiss. So that's the chalikis of Rabbi Yezda and Rabbi Yechana. It's like this. Bishlam amad yom shnei kissim achalikis. If you learn that the machalikis by the case of monies, by two kissim, and still the rabbanon say that I don't leave one thing there, so then I hear it's a kasha to our case where there's two birds, and I have to answer birds are worse. Hain de itzach ashtu yehoch ashani goyzis hervasim adadas. Eleman the Yomo says the kiss echad machloikis, the whole machloikis was only one wallet. That's the whole machloikis. Avashnei kissim, divra akol, monach muna monamutal, it's possible to take away one kiss. See, here it's possible, one bird left. Hash lomus to Allah, ha'amrish, shnei kissim, my plea, they're not arguing. And what's the problem? The problem is this. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yezah both answered together, shani goyzis ha'elvasim with others. They both answer. Shani goes. They both answer. They both don't have to answer. If one of them is not shver the kasha, because if the kiss echad machlekes, it's not shver. Because here it's like two kisses. So Gemara says no, it's not shver. I'll tell you the terrors. So Gemara says, Om Ravashi, Hocha begoyz mekusharim, the kisim mekusharim skinin. Even when we say it's two kisim, you know what the case is. Even when you say the kiss echad machlekes, you know what that means. That means that it's not mamish. Kiss echad, it's tied together. That's what it is. And our Mishnah is also talking about geizos that were tied together. See, even if we say v'kisachad machlekes, it's the same thing by birds. The birds are tied also. The kisachad means there were two kisim tied, and the birds were tied. That's what machlekes is. And there, Rabbanan say that you don't take one kiss without the other kiss. And therefore, by geizos also, they're tied together. You wouldn't take one without the other one. They wouldn't go one without the other one. Hacha b'geizos v'ksharim v'kisim v'ksharim skinan. Geizos v'nsachli adadi. But and Tarot says that guys' lies will separate because they'll snap. They jump around. Kisim kisim don't snap. That means they're a bundle like this. By kisim, it has to be chulim because had one kiss stay here, one wild stay here, the other wild not stay here. But by chickens, it's possible to one to stay here, one not stay here because they can snap from each other. When we said that the machlekes is by two kisim, the machlekes is by one kiss, we meant that the machlekes is by one kiss that looked like that was tied. It looked like one kiss. It was two kisim that were tied together. And I'm saying here also goes mukasharim. So it's a stira. Teretz says no mukasharim are different. So you can ask me what's on Rebbe then. Rebbe says by two things tied together, by kiss echad is maskim. So why by two things tied together is Rebbe hold that one is ma'aser sheni, one is chulin? But Rebbe amalach kisim nami zimin demes akil. The kitrayu, the thing that ties it gets ruined and it'll fall apart, and therefore it's possible we took one way out the other one. And that's pshat in the Rebbe. So it means like this. When it says machloikis bishnei kisim, it means tied together. And Rebbe holds that even tied together, they separate sometimes, they get ruined, and Rabban hold not. And even Rabban hold not, here it's worse because the chicken will snap from each other from being tied to each other.